Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Rashad McCants on the line. He's a founder at Members Only America and host of the Transition Podcast, Man to God. Rashad, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Oh, man, so I'm so excited to have you on the show and excited to get into your podcast and the launch and all this stuff. I mean, I love to see the show already growing and to see some of your initial episodes. So we're going to get into that, of course. But just to get this kicked off, I'll start this show the way we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Rashad, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Rashad, what mission matters to you?
What mission matters to me? Right now, most importantly, the base mission for me and my purpose is to connect all human beings through their stories, their expression, the testimonials, and their experiences. And I believe wholeheartedly that if we can connect with stories and learn more about each other's experiences and things we've been through, that it can bring us together more. There's a lot of division in the country right now. I feel the most needed mission right now is to bring people together with stories, letting them know that there is some togetherness in the world still.
That's awesome. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share their message and share it with our audience. And I definitely want people to go and check out your podcast, so the Transition Podcast, Man to God. I think just to get us kicked off on this discussion, tell us a little bit more about the name, like the Transition Podcast, Man to God. How'd you come up with that?
Well, it was a pretty dynamic story. Very quick. I created a book called Bum to Billionaire. And during the process of its completion, I was probably chapter 8. I remember reaching out to one of your colleagues and we had a conversation and he convinced me to turn the book into a podcast, into something that can be stretched out and then overly explained. And that became a very good concept for me. And so when I thought about the title, I didn't want to call the podcast Bum to Billionaire because there's a lot of nuances with the naming of Bum to Billionaire. So the transition became easy to show because that's what the Bum to Billionaire book was about, the actual transition from being a bum to a billionaire. And so the podcast will be, you know, explaining that process, the transition from bum to a billionaire. And so where Man to God came about was the ultimate transition from bum to billionaire to man to God. And so there's a lot of philosophy around, you know, certain wording and certain descriptions. But this particular description is an analogy of what you can become if you really focus, have discipline, and have awareness.
So transition. What does that word mean to you? Because I feel like right now in the world, right, whether it be COVID, whether it be, you know, people's lives, we're human beings. We're always going through some form of transition. What does that word mean to you?
Well, it means everything that we're seeing in today. Like the world is in a transition. And we're talking about from history, we're talking about from sports and entertainment, we're talking about from content creation, social media, things that we've never had before, things that are coming to fruition. It's the biggest first step that the world needs to see. And I believe we're all going through a transition, taking first steps to the unknown, to the next level of life. And I think that that's what transition is about. And I use three acronyms, the three T's, which is transition, transformation, and transcendence. And that pretty much leads me to the definition of a transition, because you have to go into those three aspects.
So in terms of content and planning that out, a lot of people listening right now, I want them to definitely go check out the show. What kind of flavor, like what are you going for and looking to accomplish with the show?
Well, the main focus is to captivate those people who are interested in other things. They want to know and have a motivation to go into certain industries, but they don't have the confidence. The flavor here is about motivation, inspiration, and action. And so we want to bring a flair to the show where we want to invite people to come on. It's not about celebrities. It's not about athletes and entertainers. It's about the human being. And the most credible story is from the people who live normal lives and they're transitioning on a daily basis. And that's the flavor that we want to bring to the table. People who want to go and take risks, but don't know how. And we want to give that advice and give them, you know, tidbits and little bits of jewelry that they can lead them to their path.
That's awesome. And so this next question, Rashad, let me start off by telling you, it's completely unfair. It's a loaded question. It's the worst question that anybody can ever ask a podcaster. It's kind of like saying, which one of your kids are your favorite kids, right? But that being said, I love to ask, it's my show. So what's been your favorite episode so far that you've recorded and why? I told you it's a horrible question. I told you it's mean. It's like you get people calling like, what, my episode wasn't the favorite? No, go ahead, please.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Because at the end of the day, there's a competitive mindset and then there's a creative mindset. And so all of my guests are creators. They're all creative and they're not in competition with, you know, who's the best and who has, you know, the best pie. The interview, everyone feels the same. They want to get the message out, you know, they want to share. And so thus far, you know, I have to say my first four episodes were the monologues were my favorites because I was able to send out a message, a clear cut message of what the podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about liberation, transformation, and transcendence. So those four were, to me, the basis of what the whole podcast is about. So anybody listening, the first four episodes that you listen to give you kind of a starting base of the conversation. And we speed up and we go from there.
That's awesome. And so I know you're newer on the podcast journey. So now, right now, I think based off of what I'm looking at, maybe you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have about 10 episodes out as of this moment. That being said, like, what's been your favorite part just about recording a podcast and kind of getting the message out there?
I think just the openness to be able to talk and use whatever topics that you want. I think the interesting part is remaining professional. When you're on a professional platform, keeping your content curated to all listeners and not necessarily one demographic, creating the promo marketing tools, editing down the video and the audio, getting the microphones, courting the guests, trying to figure out who you're gonna interview and if they're a good fit. All of that to me is a whole new realm of just excitement. You know, it's just getting to it. And like you said, you do this all the time. You do this on a daily basis. This is your career. So I can only imagine how juiced up you get when you wake up knowing that today's a full day of just learning about people. And that is the excitement for me.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I think about that all the time. I'm like, what a blessing to be able to also create a platform for people to get their message out there. And I think this is a very newer concept, I would argue, maybe for the last, 3 to 5 years that we use this different, so we start looking at like content and other things differently to where we actually think about like the platform and we start looking at different, experiences in our life as a platform really to elevate everyone, right? So whether somebody's looking at, YouTube or looking at a social media thing or anything, your work, right? Your position, of your profession as a platform to help, for you to be able to help others. Tell me a little bit more about your thoughts just on creating this platform to help elevate people.
Well, I think that it's my purpose. Like you say, the mission that matters is helping people. And when you've been through certain life experiences, successes and triumphs, and even failures and a lot of adversity, it's only right. It's almost like a core responsibility to give back, share information, and help give people advice that they don't have. They don't have, the room to go reach and grab it. And so for me, it's just, it's liberating for my soul to be able to help other people who are crying out for help, who, even family members have abandoned them and they're just sitting around waiting, and I think that people like us are superheroes. We have a voice, we have platforms, and we can liberate these people with just, intentional messaging that's just the most positive vibrations. And I think with that, that gives me my mission. That's my purpose.
What kind of advice would you give to the people that are listening right now that are considering starting a podcast and maybe just haven't like kind of crossed over to the light side on this one? Because I'll tell you, podcasting community is it's so amazing to me. Like I haven't met yet a podcaster I don't like. Like everybody's just, it's just different. I don't know how to explain it. Like YouTube, I'm not picking on YouTube, but there's some personalities in YouTube. It's a little rougher. Like I feel like podcast community is way more forgiving. I feel like the people that listen to podcasts are more forgiving, and you might not like my show, you may like my show, but either way, like most of the time people just respect what you're doing. They respect the content and what you're doing, whereas it's a little bit different, I would argue, on some of the other platforms. So what kind of advice would you give to that person that's sitting out there right now? They got a message, they got something they want to do, but they're just kind of like not there yet. What would you tell them?
Well, just to increase on your point, the podcast listener has patience. Mm-hmm. Everyone else does not. There's an
attention span. Oh, that's so true. I never thought about that. You're right.
Absolutely.
They do.
You have to have patience as a podcaster because you come onto a podcast to find the message. And mm-hmm. if you're only there for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, you may find the message in the first 5, 10. But ultimately, as a podcast listener, you have to listen to at least 20, 30 minutes. And
yeah, for sure.
That's where the patience comes in, because as a podcast listener, you enjoy it. You enjoy listening to whoever it is talking because there's a message in here somewhere. And so, when it comes down to that part, the advice I give people is really become a student. If you have not really researched and followed some of these podcasters that are successful and found out how they got their niche, they didn't start out 100% great in their first run. Everyone has to practice, literally. When you're talking to people and you're interviewing people, there's the uhs and the buts and the pauses and wrong words, and you might crash in a live interview, and that can destroy your confidence. So one, you got to build your confidence, being able to talk, not necessarily in front of people, but imagining that you're talking in front of people, gaining confidence. Two, learning how to speak fluently and being able to not cross your words, stumble, mumble, bumble. And the third one would be just have patience. Have patience in the process. It's not going to happen overnight. Everyone looks at these other, like Joe Rogan and Joe Button and all these different podcasts that are blowing up. They took 5, 10 years to really gain traction, to really have people listening. And podcasting has come around full circle right now to the point where in 2009, nobody was listening to podcasts as a favorable national pastime. Like, now is the time to be a podcaster. So you got to get your confidence. You got to get your practice in, and then you got to stay patient.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. I'm like, you know what? Just obviously you have to just go out there and do it, but you also have to, like, you have to have fun in doing it. Like, if you're thinking, like, I mean, there's different types of podcasts, right? So if you're this scripted audio type individual that wants to create a horror show, or you're a writer and you want this certain types of production and things like that, sure, that's one type of podcasting, right? But if you want to go out there and you want to interview people or you want to do things like that, like, the podcasting community is so forgiving. I tell people all the time, I'm like, my first show, my first 300 episodes were done on my cell phone and headphones. Like, my first 300 episodes, the next, and we grew an audience. We grew an audience. Just to throw this out there, my next 1,200 episodes, we did under, I upped my audio a little bit, and we still had it under the Money Matters, the Money Matters umbrella. And then after that, we decided the platform, as it grew and it got bigger, we're like, you know what, like, this is so much bigger than just money. Not that I'm against money, by the way, or against the brand Money Matters. All of those episodes are still out there, over 1500 episodes. But then we were like, you know what, me and the other co-founder Chirag, we were like, you know, this is just bigger. It's bigger than just money. It's bigger than this. Like, it's really a mission. We're a mission-based company. Like, that's the kind of conversations that I'm having on these shows. That's how we're connecting with our audience. So we literally stopped the entire show, everything, and we left those episodes out there. Of course, they're still there. But and then we launched the Mission Matters brand. And so now we have, you know, over 2,000, 2,500 episodes there. And, you know, this is the course of the last 4 years on this journey. And, you know, we have a certain amount of traction, and it's not a competition on that end. It's just like, our competition internally is, how do we keep on upping the content so that we're providing more value for people? Like, if that's your competition and if that's your game that you're playing, like, whether it's internally with your team or whether it's mentally when you're preparing for an interview or a show, then that's what's going to ultimately make sure that your show is just going to stand. There's enough listeners out there for everyone, that's for sure. Like, you can talk about anything. I don't care what you want to talk about. There's a listener out there for everything, and there's a niche for everything. You lay tile in bathrooms and you start a podcast about laying tile, there's a whole lot of people out there working, laying tile, that would listen to that on their radio.
Yep.
Fact.
If you do,
of people that would be like, oh my gosh, there's a podcast for laying tile. I, like, this is my passion. This is what I do all day, every day. Like, this is like, and that's all you talk about all day long, is about laying tile, because that's your passion. You do that, man, you probably make more money than some of these other podcasts now that I think about it. Hold on. If you're out there listening and you're laying tile and you want to launch that one, you connect with me. You find a way. Go on LinkedIn. Send me a message, because that's a good idea. I was just riffing, Rashad, but I just thought about it. Tile's got a big, big sponsorship pool. What do you think?
Bro, everybody, listen. This is why it's so important. Like, the transition is so important, because everyone's transitioning into something, whether it's tile, whether it's stereo, whether it's automotive, whether it's cosmetology. Anybody who wants to take the first step, you're going to have to learn about what that first step looks like. That's the transition, because you're leaving the step that you just took before behind. You're picking that foot off the ground, and now you have to take another first step into something else. And what you just explained is the process that it takes 300 episodes before you get some traction. Let that sink in to everyone listening. If you can fathom doing 300 podcast conversations, you can understand that's a lot. So that means you're going to have to go through a grind where you're not going to see the results, you're not going to see the rewards, but you're just going to have to work, knowing that at some point we're going to reach the cap and we're going to have to get a bigger bucket. And that's what you just told me, that, man, after 300, we went to 1,200 more. We did not stop. That's the transformation. It transformed you, Adam, and Sharad, from money to mission. He went from money to mission. And now the mission is so big that we can just now bring other people in so that they can attack their mission. That's what it's all about. And I salute you and Sharak to be able to stay perseverant, to be able to complete something like this.
Yes, and it's been a fun journey, and really it is all about the guests. So as these guests come on and as they share their stories, and they're like, that's what gets you fired up day in and day out, learning new things, helping people launch shows and just producing and just having fun and seeing the multiplying effect of what happens when you help other people, you know, live their best life through their content and through producing things for themselves. So for their audiences. And so speaking of that, so what's on the horizon? Like, what's next? What's next for you? What's next for the show? Like, what are your plans going forward?
Well, right now, helping a couple other people set up their platforms to be able to speak on things that they've just been awakened on that's very important to them. And that's another point, that these podcasts does awaken certain elements in human beings that get them to their purpose. And so when you start asking questions and really start digging into the layers of what people's testimonies are, they start finding out who they want to be. And that alone is, you know, something that I just hold on to. I stand on that. And, you know, helping people is always been a passion of mine, and making sure that these people have some type of outlet, whether it's being, you know, expressive or just listening. And I think that the Transition Podcast allows people to do both, you know, and also just share their stories. And so it's just so important to me that really gets out there to all the listeners. I want you to come on, share your story. And at some point we'll start the clubhouse rooms where we allow people to come in and share their testimony openly while we're still, you know, recording our podcast, and allow question and answer to go on, because we want it to be that big where we can all share in a room, and then ultimately we can all share in a stadium, and then ultimately we can all just share in the open world and not be afraid about it.
No, that's awesome. Well, Rashad, it's been awesome having you on the show today. Happy to bring your show to my audience, and I definitely want everyone to go check it out. So if somebody is listening to this right now and they want to connect and they want to learn more and follow your journey, like, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, you can catch me on Instagram. I am Rashad McCants. I'm on LinkedIn as well, under Rashad McCants. Those are the two prominent social media platforms that I have. Yeah, and, you know, as far as things up and coming, you know, you can get my book, Plantation Education, on Amazon and all platforms. Right now I'm working on Flavors Cannabis Company, which is under the works right now, working on some things. Members Only America virtual reality platform that we're working on. It's going to be very exclusive. So these are little things that we got going on, but you can find me at those places. And hopefully, you know, we get some inquiries in the LinkedIn or on Instagram, because I want to hear from anybody that's listening, especially Adam's followers, because, you know, he has some very good content that lines up with mine. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you guys.
Awesome. Sounds like a plan. And thank you again for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. Hope you had some fun. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button, especially if you're a first-time listener or visitor. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming up, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And don't forget to go check out the podcast, too. Want you to definitely follow Rashad McCants and his journey. And Rashad, thanks again for coming on. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you again. TransitionPodcast.com, everybody.